So this morning I want to talk a little bit about relating to your friends. I'm sure you guys all treat each other really nice, never have any fights or anything, right? So a group of friends who get along, imagine you're like a vase of flowers, like beautiful and blessed. And you start fighting and maybe treating each other bad. It's kind of like hurtful things can, when you do hurtful things, you begin plucking the petals from the flowers. Say you say unkind words and gossip about each other, and you take a couple more petals off. You laugh at someone who is poor or someone who gets a bad grade. You whisper about each other, and eventually there's really no petals left. That flower is gonna take a long time for it to grow back and to recover from being hurt like that. It says in Ephesians 4:32, and be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. God wants us to be kind and friendly to all people, and when we are kind to others, they often return that kindness to us. I have a little story here about some boys who were not kind to someone. One bright day, six merry friends headed out of the village for the woods. Hooray for a sunny Saturday, cried Neil. Hooray for autumn, cried Ned. Hooray for hickory nuts, cried Roy. Hooray for a nutting party, cried the others. A mile out of town, they saw ahead of them a boy slowly pushing a cart up the hill. There's Billy with his old cart, said Roy. Billy was the son of a poor widow. Day after day, he plodded about with his cart, running errands for people and doing things to earn a little money. Since his father had died, Billy worked hard to take care of his mother as well as he could. Sometimes the cart held vegetables he had raised to sell. Sometimes it held trash he had been hired to take to the town dump. Other times he delivered bundles for someone in the village. Billy stayed busy hauling some kind of load in his little cart. He had no time for the fun of hunting hickory nuts. I wonder what he has in it this time, said Roy. Let's play a trick on him, suggested Ned. Let's catch up with him and tip the cart over. Yes, let's. It's probably full of trash and will make a beautiful mess. The six boys trotted along the dusty road as quietly as they could, but Billy heard them coming. He saw they intended mischief and held fast to the handle of the cart. Apples, shouted Roy when they saw what Billy had. Won't they just roll dandy? Over with the cart, cried Ned. Please, boys, let me alone, cried Billy. Shame on you, six against one. But the boys only laughed as they surrounded him. Roy and Ned seized his arms. Juan seized the handle. The three others took hold of the cart, crowding together on one side to upset it. Over it went and out rolled the apples as the boys gave the cart a big shove down the hill. Ouch! Oh, ouch, my foot, cried Neil, sinking to the ground. In the struggle to dump the apples, his foot had caught in the spokes of the wheel and was badly twisted as the cart was shoved downhill. What's wrong? What happened? Let's see it. Can you walk? Neil tried to get up, but sank back, groaning when he put his foot on the ground. I can't. Two boys put their shoulders under his arms and helped Neil to hop to the grass beside the road. There he sank down again, gritting his teeth to keep from groaning out loud. His friends stood around him helplessly. What shall we do now? Asked Roy. Perhaps it'll feel better if I rest a while, said Neil. You fellows go on, I'll come after a while. Shouldn't we try to get you home? Asked Juan. No, that would take too long, said Neil. You just go on, I'll be all right. We hate to leave you here like this, said Ned, but it's the only day we'll have for getting nuts. The squirrels will have them all by next Saturday. Neil really didn't think they intended to go off and leave him, but they did. Waving goodbye, they entered the woods further up the hill. By now, Neil's foot was swelling fast and was hurting worse all the time. He could not help groaning in pain and disappointment as he watched his friends disappear. In the excitement, no one had paid the least bit of attention to Billy. Partway down the hill, the widow's son had righted the cart. Neil saw him gathering the scattered apples, wiping off the dust on his patched trousers. When Billy looked up and saw Neil sitting alone beside the road, he came up to him. Are you much hurt? He asked. I'm afraid so, replied Neil with downcast eyes. It's my foot. Never mind, I'll just wait till the boys come back. They'll help me get home or get someone to fetch me. Neil could not look at Billy. He was embarrassed and sorry now that he had helped upset the cart that caused the injury to his foot. His friends had gone off to have fun, leaving him alone to face the boy they had treated so meanly. Billy stood there a moment, then saying no more, went for his cart. He took out the apples and piled them beside the road. Then he backed the cart as close as possible to where the injured boy lay. "Now up with you," he said, putting a strong arm under Neil's and helping him into the cart. "It isn't a very fine carriage," he said as he seized the handle and started for the village. "But it's better than walking, I guess. It looks to me like that foot of yours needs attention right away. I'll try to miss the bumps as much as possible." "Mother," said Neil that night as he lay with his foot all bandaged and propped up, "I know now what you mean about heaping coals of fire on a person's head. Are they ever burning me? I would rather have had Billy hit me with all his apples than be so kind after the way we had treated him. That wouldn't have hurt half as much." "Billy obeyed what the Bible teaches about returning good for evil," said his mother. "I'm sorry you and your friends didn't. You hurt Billy, you hurt me, and you hurt yourself the worst of all, doing something you thought would be fun. I can't believe you are all so mean to a poor widow's son." "But mother, we weren't trying to be mean. We just thought how funny those apples would look rolling down the hill. I didn't think about Billy at first. I almost said, no, we better not, when Ned suggested it. But I was too much of a coward to try to stop them. It probably wouldn't have done any good anyhow. It's awful hard, mother, not to go along with the things your friends do." "I know, son, but sometimes you must be different, even if you want to do the right thing. Even though you couldn't stop the other boys, you didn't need to help them dump the cart. If you had been brave enough for that, you wouldn't be lying here now with that hurt foot." "I thought of that, and Billy knows I'm sorry because I told him so on the way home, but I still feel terrible about the whole thing. Believe me, mother, I'm going to be kind to Billy after this, no matter what the other boys do." Somehow playing mean tricks on someone doesn't sound like fun anymore. So the boys were mean to Billy, and it ended up getting one of them hurt pretty bad. And another thing I thought of is if you get treated bad and someone isn't being very nice to you, that do what Billy did and heap coals of fire on their head, and they can end up, maybe you could be friends with them someday. So I think that's all I have. Gabriel has something he's going to pass out, and then everybody can go back to their seats. You can get that.